Daddy, Dada Lord, that's me. Dada Lord, that's me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'll be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day, another day that the Lord has made. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is March 27, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope Will Never, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Our topic for today's daily devotion is Thou Shall Not Steal. The topic once again is Thou shalt not steal. The memory verse is taken from Exodus 20:15. Thou shalt not steal. Let's do it one more time. Thou shalt not steal. Exodus 20:15. Thou shalt not steal. Our reading, Bible reading this morning, is from Ephesians 4:27-28. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 to 28. And I'm reading the NLT version. For anger gives a foothold to the devil. If you are a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hand for good hard work, and then give generously to others in need. That's the head of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is Thou Shall Not Steal. The loss of eyes, the pride of life, and the loss of the flesh are reasons many take what belongs to others people. The obsession to have eat all without water. For them, and being controlled by material things will eventually lead to stealing. God wants you to have everything you truly need, but in His own way and at His own time. He's willing to give you everything you need and more, but you must seek Him and His righteousness first. Nobody can bless you more than God. So it is better to wait for God's blessing, because it will make you rich without any form of sorrow being added to it. Proverbs 10:22. Don't let the devil deceive you with flashy things. Mark 8:36 says that all the material gain in the world will profit you nothing if you lose your soul. Beloved, please, do not trade your soul for material gains by stealing. Nothing at all in this world is worth your soul. God frowns strongly at stealing. If you desire to have more, work more. Do not take from those who have labored for their possession. Some people try to categorize and rationalize stealing. For example, some people will say, corruption is not stealing. Some will even try to explain why internet fraud is different from stealing. Beloved, the moment a person takes something that does not belong to him or her without the permission of the owner or under a false Christian, the fellow has stolen. In 1 Corinthians 6:10, the Bible makes it clear that no thief will enter heaven. The devil is the father of thieves because, according to John 10:10, stealing is his first assignment in any man's life. My father in the Lord, Father Josiah King Diary, used to say that your father will take care of you with whatever he has. If your father is God, then he will take care of you with healings, blessings, and long life. But if your father is the devil, he will take care of you with sickness, marital problem, death, and the like. Thieves should never expect God to answer their prayer because God is not their father. In Leviticus 6:4 and Exodus 22:1-4, God said that if you have stolen something, you are to return it to the fellow you stole from in double fold. Don't keep stealing property in your possession. Finally, let him that steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Ephesians 4:28. The key word today is stealing put you in the camp of the devil and give him lordship over you. Don't steal. That's the end of today's daily devotion. I'll see you tomorrow. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.